Thank you, Art. And thank you, all other, for those comments. If my memory is not failing, I would say that in our last meeting in New York, it was agreed that the committee would work in an independent basis, that we will write a report, and one of the chapters of that report will include proposals to address the tax challenges of the digitalization of the economy. I have the impression that nothing has prevented us as a committee or any member to develop a proposal that, according to him or according to the committee, would better represent the needs and concerns of developing countries. So if that decision was taken in April, why do we need to revisit that decision by introducing any kind of voting process or whatever could be considered to be the decision-making process? So up to me, if there is a feeling that whatever is being carried on in other forums is not enough to protect the interest of developing countries, every one of us has the right and the obligation to present it to the committee. Having said that, I think that we are still working in the same criteria, saying that we are an independent body. The UN is an independent body from any other international organization. So if, according to the members, something has to be done, why we haven't done it? If some member considers that an alternative provision would be better than something developed elsewhere, why it hasn't been presented? If the majority of this committee considers that work has to be done in parallel, there is nothing impeding that. So I think this committee is free to decide. So in order to clarify the work for this committee from now on, I think we need to take a decision whether or not this committee is going to help developing countries in being their interests considered elsewhere. So what we said before, to present comments as requested by the inclusive framework to better shape the unified approach that is being under development in the inclusive framework. Later, we could do the same for Pillar 2. But if the majority of this committee consider that it is not necessary, we need to work with any regard on what's going on in other forums, there is no need for doing that. And we continue working on what we have said we will work since last meeting. So I don't see any problems in this committee being independent. Everything depends on us, whether we want to work in parallel without trying to influence the outcome that the inclusive framework is trying to provide to the G20. I really see the merits in conveying any message to the inclusive framework if developing countries don't feel the level of conformity they would like to see in the unified approach. But it's up to us to make a decision.